As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, Betty, the sun is arising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, April the 29th, 2009, to our broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, a little website out there that you might check out, vocallocal.org, give you a little better idea of what's in my mind, and also ozarksvoter.info, the official website of the Southwest, far Southwest chapter of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, and certainly workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Love to think of this as the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. We're going to go into some more of that philosophical radicalism today. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. Or you can pick up the telephone and call now for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and to take Oracle Broadcasting with you on your cell phone, apparently. Oh, my, all these little things they have for us. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org, host@vocallocal.org. And for those without Internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, 94.3 Elgin. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local, taking it to power right where you are. Again, those websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold near as a flat line as the global economic matters have bigger fish to fry, I believe. Mesopotamia, what a mess. We'll go there. Anarchism from the Hochschule for Politik, we'll cover that one as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Here's the market reports for Wednesday, April the 29th, 2009. Active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just 1 hour ago. Gold was up $7.80 in early morning trading to $901.10, just hanging on. Got its little eyeballs peeking over the $900 mark. Silver was up 22 cents. It lost quite a bit yesterday. It lost about 40 cents yesterday, but it's back up 22 cents now, trading at $12.71, getting closer and closer to that $13 mark. Platinum off $2, $1,089. Palladium up $2, you know, $2 up, $2 down. That's palladium trading at $216 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday at 8,016.95. The NASDAQ closed yesterday at 1673.81. The U.S. dollar index so far today up off 70 basis points, trading down to 84.53. The crude oil, light sweet crude, up on today's trading so far, up 68 cents, trading for $50.63 a barrel. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, you can see where the enthusiasm seems to be waning. We'll pick that up on the other side, folks. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
And Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Wednesday, April the 29th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our first hour here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's OracleBroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. We're going into the first segment into the market reports for today. It looks like gold's flatlining out, so we'll just follow along with that. Not a lot of activity in the marketplace right at the moment. But the lows and the highs, as we were at that point in our market report, the lows and the highs in the gold market, 891.90 for a low, 902.90 for a high. So you're looking at about $9 spread there, just exactly $9 spread. That's up $29.50 over where gold was a year ago for a 3.39% gain, return on your investment. But again, that's subject to change. It's based year to year, and as we have fluctuations day to day this year, we had fluctuations day to day last year. So we'll see where that all goes. The spot market is going to close in 7 hours. Now let's go into those foreign exchange rates quickly. The Canadian dollar trading at 83 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, 7 cents. The euro, $1.32. And the British pound for $1.47. So if you're planning a trip or you're planning an investment, there you go. A little basket of currencies. You can take your little basket out, Timmy, and play with your currency. Going into other news, this is off of MarketWatch. The GDP, the gross domestic product, falls 6.1% in the first quarter on record drop in investments. Capital spending, inventories crater as consumer spending rebounds. Rex Nutting's article here, again, off of MarketWatch in Washington. The U.S. economy contracted violently again in the first quarter of the year as business investment declined at a record rate. the Commerce Department reported yesterday, and of course everybody's been waiting for this GDP report to come out. The real gross domestic product, the inflation-adjusted, seasonally adjusted value of all goods and services produced in the United States, fell at a 6.1% annualized rate in the first quarter, nearly matching the 6.3% decline in the fourth quarter of 2008. So we see quarter-to-quarter 6% drops here. That's quite a bit. And remember that when we get involved with things like the special drawing rights or the International Monetary Fund or all of that nonsense that we hear out of the global cabal, what we're really talking about there is that membership and voting in the International Monetary Fund, it was originally established following the Bretton Woods agreement back a long time ago. It was based upon your gross domestic product. So the United States at that time was asked to or decided to, I'm sure it was their creation, but they donated or put in as the most money and the most gold, the most currency and the most gold, to say it properly. And then the other countries fell in line. So you've got your G7 and your V8, or your G8 juice, or all that, and then you go down through the G20, and of course they just had their summit over in London. But just to give you an idea that the GDP is important, and when it comes out like this, and we have news in the about the revamping of the International Monetary Fund, the GDP is going to figure into this. The two-quarter contraction is the worst in more than 60 years. Again, two quarters in a row, annualized 6.1% declines in our gross domestic product. The two-quarter contraction is the worst in more than 60 years since the 1947. Since 1947, typo in the article here, the economy had never contracted by more than 4% for two consecutive quarters. With a 0.5% drop in the third quarter of 2008, it's the first time the economy has contracted for three consecutive quarters since 1975. So we're approaching new ground. We're covering new ground. The economy is in a horrible state. Why wouldn't it be with Timmy and Benny and all the rest of the, I'll just leave it at that. With all the rest of the money masters with their hands in the till, you shouldn't be surprised that the economy would be in shambles. Let's go down a little bit further in the article. In the past four quarters, the economy has fallen 2.6%, so that's a year, four quarters, of course, the biggest year-over-year decline since 1982. So that's not that bad when you look at it, average it out over four quarters. The big story for the first quarter was in the business sector, where firms halted new investments, shed workers, and investing inventories at a dizzying pace to bring down production and stockpiles to match that lower demand from U.S. and foreign markets. The 6.1% decline in the GDP was larger than the 5.1% contraction expected by economists surveyed by MarketWatch. So they went around, talked to a whole bunch of people, came up with the idea, figured out, well, it might be, maybe 5%. Well, it was 6%. And so, of course, you're going to see a reflection in that in the markets as this news spreads today. Although the decline in the GDP in the first quarter was nearly as deep as in the fourth quarter, the report was more varied in tone, with some positives mixed in with some record-setting declines. So it's you got it all in the balance scale here, and it's tipping back and forth, and they're seeing where they lost and where they gained. Long story shortened vastly. Details, final sales, which included the inventories, fell at about 3.4%, so on and so forth. Consumer spending added about 1.5%. Spending on durable goods rose 9.4%. Spending on non-durable goods rose 1.3%. So those people buying ammunition and firearms outweighed those that were buying Big Macs. And spending on services increased by 1.5%, so a few people had to get their hair cut. Despite the bump in spending, the savings rose to 4.2%, the most since 1998. Real disposable income rose 6.2%. Well, when you're dealing with nothing but inflated fiat dollars, I guess every one of them would be disposable. Business investments fell at a record 37.9% annual rate in the first quarter. Amazing. Business investments fell at a record 37.9% annual rate in the first quarter. Investments in structures dropped a record 44.2%, and investments in equipment and software fell at 33.8%, the biggest drop since 1958. Business fixed investments subtracted 4.7% from the growth. Inventories declined by $103.7 billion. The change in inventory subtracted 2.8 percentage points from the growth. A couple more points and we'll be done with this one. Investments in housing fell for the 13th consecutive quarter. 13th consecutive quarter, dropping at a 38% annual rate, the largest decline since 1980. Residential investments subtracted another 1.4 percentage points from growth. Trade collapsed during the quarter. Exports fell 30%, the most in 40 years, reflecting the global recession that is hitting Europe, Japan, and other trading partners even harder than the United States. Imports dropped 34.1%, so you can see it was almost a balance. We exported just about, the exports fell just about the same amount as the imports fell. The most in 34 years as U.S. consumers and businesses stopped buying. I don't know about you, but I have a tendency to vote with my checkbook and I'm certainly keeping it close to the chest. Net exports added 2 percentage points to growth, however, as the trade gap narrowed. Final sales to domestic purchasers, a measure of domestic demand, fell by 5.1% after dropping to 5.8% in the fourth quarter of last year. Government spending fell at 3.9% annual pace. Government spending, one of the least frugal of all. Amazing. Everybody else is going to, taking it in the shorts, and the government's going to town and having a banquet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we have returned once again. You know, they used to say, so goes GM, so goes America, but I think we'd have to look at the government instead, put them in that shoe. And so goes the government, so goes the United States. If government spending has fallen at the 3.9% annual pace, the largest drop in 13 years, and spending by state and local governments fell by 3.9%, interesting there that they're exactly the same numbers, the most since 1981, federal spending fell by 4%, including a 6.2% drop in the volatile defense spending category. Government spending subtracted 0.8 percentage points from growth. You take all that together and you realize that the government is likely to be, if not absolutely, the largest employer in the country. And you can see if the largest employer in the country is spending very little and contracting their spending everywhere, as all of the rest of the industries are shedding employees and dropping and closing factories and closing stores and so on and so forth. But if government is spending the least and they're taking the most and spending the least, and it should be no surprise that the GDP is falling. All those haircuts, shaves, massages, and nights on the town. Well, we'll let that go where it is going to go. But in current dollar terms, the GDP fell 3.5% to an annual rate of $14.01 trillion. So a trillion here and a trillion there, and pretty soon it's going to add up to real money. Oil floods Rotterdam, Europe's largest port, as demand drops. Here's that key phrase again, demand. This is off Bloomberg by Alaric Nightingale, April the 29th, new news. Rotterdam, Europe's largest port, may be running out of space to store crude as global oil demand posts its first back-to-back annual drop in a quarter century. The harbor is Europe's largest refinery center and a trading hub for refined products such as gasoline and diesel. Some ships have been diverted or waiting outside of the port until space is available, said Jerome Kortsmit, manager for commercial affairs at Royal Dirkswager. So much for peak oil, huh? A lot of the tanks are fully loaded, said Kortsmit by phone from Rotterdam. He joined the company, which provides shipping information to terminal operators around the port 24 years ago, and said he has never seen storage this full before. Put that in your SUV and burn it. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, as we know to be OPEC, accounting for about 40% of global supply, agreed to cut output three times since September as demand tumbled. Oil prices have plunged 66% from a record of $147.27 a barrel, or reached in July. Rotterdam can store about 11.9 million cubic meters of crude. Port data from 2007 shows that's equal to about 75 million barrels, or enough to supply the 27-nation EU for about 5 days. They got about 5 day supply of oil stored in Rotterdam for the entire EU. Some onshore storage tanks for oil products are either full or have no unreserved space available. And it continues, the port doesn't monitor how much capacity is left in its onshore tanks, a spokesman for the Port of Rotterdam said. Companies with oil storage facilities include the Hague-based Royal Dutch Shell, Shell Oil, Europe's biggest oil company, London-based BP PLC, the second largest, and Rotterdam-based Royal Vopak NV, the world's largest oil and chemical storage company. Company officials declined to comment. And anyway, so that gives you an idea about that. Where are we going with peak oil and all of this kind of nonsense? Found a very long article. I'm not going to share all of it at once. Overwhelm us all, I'm sure. This off of Market Watch by Paul Farrell. Goldman conspiracy, he says. RICO or Medal of Freedom. This is the last update as of April 28th, yesterday's news. Arroyo Grande, California Market Watch. Last week's readers' comments made it quite clear that the Goldman conspiracy and Wall Street's growing power and control of our American democracy, shame on you, sir. This is not a democracy, or has been. It's a republic, if you can keep it. Our American republic are deeply disturbing hot-button issues. And they are. And why shouldn't they be? Why shouldn't we turn the bright light of truth on Goldman Sachs? I think it's about time, don't you? Many demand bold, aggressive actions, even criminal prosecution, continuing from his article, like those coming from the new administration and the New York Attorney General. So what about a federal prosecution under RICO, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act? The Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, you know, remember back, it must have been close to the middle of the winter on Mike Chambers' network, that there was considerable discussion there from some of his hosts about firing up the RICO Act. It was about time to go there. First off, conspiracies, continue to the article, are tough to prove. In 1933, a group of wealthy Americans, bank and corporate leaders with ties to Germany, allegedly attempted to recruit a Marine general, would that not be Mr. Smedley Butler? It could be, to lead a military coup against FDR. The general later testified before Congress about the quote-unquote business plot as it became known. Congress hinted to the existence of a political conspiracy, but if so, it never went beyond talk. Everyone denied it and there were no charges. But lots happened after Congress passed the RICO Act in 1970, originally to fight organized crime. The feds tried it against the Hells Angels, Montreal Expos, Key West Police Department, and Mikhail Milken's insider trading at Drexel Burnham. Last year, the SEC used RICO against 50 hedge funds accused of making naked short selling. I always kind of find that expression rather peculiar. Naked short selling. What do they think of next? Earlier this month, RICO was the basis of federal indictments against 24 members of a San Diego mortgage company in alleged conspiracy fraud involving 220 properties. And there's a lot more to this RICO. There's lots of that out there. Maybe next the new administration will go up the ladder to the banks that first securitized the mortgages. The beauty of prosecuting a conspiracy under RICO is that the conspiracy is a separate crime. So we separate it apart. You can see why it's so important to castigate those that bring forth conspiracy theories. I can tell you back in 2004, maybe it was as late as 2005, when it first started to come on in regards to changing the dialogue. We'd let the controlled media lackey lapdogs, and all of the various government pundits talk about conspiracy theories, and that we should concentrate on complicities in the commission of crime. And it has pretty well worked. It's worked its way into the language of the independent media. I think we should focus on complicity in the commission of these various and sundry crimes, not get worried about these conspiracies. But accordingly, here under RICO, it's the conspiracy that can be tried as a separate crime when two or more are gathered together to do such a thing. And all members may be guilty of conspiring to commit each crime in pursuit of the conspiracy's overall agreement. RICO's list includes fraud, extortion, embezzling, theft, gambling, money laundering, bankruptcy, securities violation, and the obstruction of justice. These days, because I recently came across a legal maxim while doing research in Black's Law Dictionary back in the Latin legal maxims section, I came across this suppressio viri. Suppressio viri, which is classified as a fraud, but in English it's just simply suppressing the truth. Is it possible to run RICO charges against the federal government, the state governments, your local county governments, your school boards, your water boards, all of your local newspapers, your television stations, your local radio stations, and the national news magazines and the rest of them for suppression of the truth? Perhaps it's a fraud. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
whole range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned. Once again, that international call-in number is 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, for those of unlimited long distance, you can call in at 512-904-8014. Just kind of going through an article here by Paul Farrell, pulled it down off of MarketWatch. It's a Goldman conspiracy. And he says, RICO, or the Medal of Freedom. Interesting, but what he's basically going to do is, in this article, he's walking through various and sundry different places in government and in the corporate world where we might be looking to exercise our ability to file RICO charges or bring people to court on RICO. That's the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, violations under RICO. Continuing from the article, and I have to apologize, my printer was just about out of ink when this one was done, so it's very, very, very hard to read. But anyway, continuing here, it says the beauty of prosecuting a conspiracy under RICO is, again, that the conspiracy is a separate crime, and that all the members may be guilty of conspiring to commit each crime in pursuit of the conspiracy's overall agreement. So we can go back and we can look at things like the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America, the Project for a New American Century, and just continue to walk right straight through it, follow down through all of the executive orders, the acts of Congress, etc. As Ron Paul said, you know, why should we go after these banks, so to speak, when we ought to go after the Congress critters that voted all of this largesse out of the public treasury. So continuing now, he goes and says, and right now that may even cover bankers, quote-unquote, cooking the books, using taxpayers' TARP money to generate doctored phony earnings to deceive the investors, and hidden behind the individual crimes that may be a collective act of treason to take over control of the American economy in the money as the moneyed superpower. Very important. You can overthrow a country in many different ways. We've been talking about anarchy and anarchism here, but we can also look at this other way of going about it. Harkens back to, Harkens back to Auguste Comte and Henry Saint Simon and the Saint Simonians back in 1800s France. The Saint Simonians envisioned that the bank would become the new temple and woman the goddess under their new system of government. Auguste Comte, in his Positive Polity, which is positive politics, envisioned an idea that the world would have an appointed dictator. That dictator would be appointed by the captains of finance and industry, and that that appointed dictator would be supported in all that he did by a cadre of super social scientists, and of course their system of central banks throughout all of the Republic of the West, where the banks are the temples, and these super social scientists are the high priests, and they just rule the world for the captains of finance and industry. But that just looks too much like what's happening, so maybe we shouldn't talk about reality. With Henry Paulson at the Treasury earlier, Goldman Sachs had absolute power with the absolute backing of the party then in control of Washington. Flash forward. Now, with all their people, programs, lobbyists, and connections left behind, like landmines inside Washington's new administrations, the power of the Goldman conspiracy may now be absolute, as in Lord Acton's historic warning that power, oh my, an author with this status should be able to give the right quote. He says power corrupts, but that's not the quote. I'll give it to you properly. When Lord Acton said, his historic warning, that power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. The Goldman conspiracy, far-reaching global power, no wonder many investors, citizens, and taxpayers feel helpless, worried that nobody, not even, as we wrote the last week, Jack Bauer can stop the Goldman conspiracy, close quote. Still, Americans want blood. You can feel the public's pulse, since they sense a rebellion beyond teabags, beyond a torture debate. A revolution brewing, and not a weak teabag one. As we like to say here, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And I'm not talking about teabags or end the Fed rallies. A revolution, yes, our author writes, for a moment, consider the bizarre alternative to RICO indictments. Think back to 1776. There were 57 signers of the Declaration of Independence that triggered the first American Revolution. They risked their lives and fortunes by committing treason against the British. Death was the penalty. Many were wealthy, educated professionals, lawyers, physicians, merchants, farmers, landowners. Self-interest and politics motivated them. And why wouldn't it? And why should it not? But they also believe that, quote, all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you, sir, for quoting that again. I love to start this broadcast out. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. There is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Continuing here, true heroes, today's day to be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. How would you vote? A RICO indictment or a Medal of Freedom for service to the country? True, Goldman Sachs played a major role in creating the credit meltdown that's destroying the portfolios of an entire generation. I mean, how can you be so diabolical as to sit around and plan this kind of a destruction on your, well, I guess we're not fellow citizens, they're dual citizens largely, so maybe one of these days they'll go and spend time with their family in Israel or Dubai or Argentina or someplace else. Once again, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Bags, Gold Bags played a major role in creating the credit meltdown that's destroying the portfolios of an entire generation. And some say the awards to former CIA Director George Tenet and Iraq liaison J. Paul Bremer tarnished the Freedom Medal. And yet, many of those in the Goldman conspiracy have served honorably in government, in spite of or because of their money, biases, error in judgment, and political ideologies. So before voting, read on. Learn more about who's in this global Goldman conspiracy. Here we go. Some of the critters that we're dealing with. Hope you can deal with this article. Just another page or so to go. Very interesting and telling, however. Let's go through this. United States Credit Treasury. Yes, Goldman is an elite training program for government leaders. Goldman Sachs. Goldman is an elite training program for government leaders. Robert Rubin was Clinton's Treasury Secretary. Paulson was with Goldman for almost 30 years and made $38 million the year before he became Treasury Secretary. He got a sweetheart tax deal at the top of the market when he put his $700 million fortune in a trust. All that before the market meltdown that he helped set up. Paulson was a big winner. While America lost trillions. When all hell broke loose last fall, Paulson brought in Neil Kashkari. Cash and carry. Neil Cash and carry. And if you remember, I think it was Neil Cash and carry that led that symposium there near the whorehouse on the Potomac in Sharia law finance. Anyway, let's go on a little bit more about Neil Kashkari as the assistant secretary and other Goldman staffers to spread around TARP $700 billion. Earlier, we read a perfect summary of the Goldman conspiracy's goal in Matthew Malone's portfolio. Quote, Obama's victory and Geithner's appointment are the completion of Goldman's meticulously crafted plan to become a superpower. See, we talk a lot about the politics, and that the established two-party political party system has its primary goal obtaining proximity to power or absolute power, control of power. And here we can see that when teamed up with a Congress and a bank, it becomes a superpower itself. Has little to do with nuclear weaponry, etc. The nuclear option is financial. But let's continue. The firm now has the clout to impose its will on the financial markets and the world. Quote, they have become the ruler of American democracy. And if that's true, then arguably the new president is also a party to their agreement by relying on Goldman's brains and power. So Barry the usurper figures into all of this as well. Not only as not being a United States citizen by birth, not only could he not hold presidency, he wouldn't be able to be a senator either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we are back once again, diving into this article a little deeper. We're getting some of the cast of infamy here. Very good article. We're going through slowly, piece by piece by piece by piece, looking at various parts of this Goldman-Rico conspiracy to become a superpower here on the in the United States of America. Let's go into the World Bank. The World Bank, when Henry Paulson, that'd be old Hank, here became the Treasury Secretary. Robert Zoellick, a former Deputy Secretary of State, became Chairman of Goldman's International Advisors. Then in 2007, Zoellick became President of the World Bank, which lends billions to over 100 nations. And before I go any further, let's just simply say it this way. If these various agencies and institutions have any merit and can be justified on any practical ground as world banking systems, the Bank for International Settlements, the Bank of Reconstruction and Development, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and all of these United Nations things, these creations, these organs and bodies, if they have any, if they can be justified for any reason, then certainly you would want to have people who are trained in the skill of banking and finance at the helm. That only makes sense. But when all of the leaders come from the same think tank, the same source, in this place, right out of Goldman's bag, then we have to question what's going on here. Is it time for RICO? Is this a conspiracy? Let's go further. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the portfolios of the two mortgage giants total $5 trillion. And it's more than just the portfolios of these two mortgage banks. Think of the mortgages that they hold all across the United States of America in a town near you. When I was a realtor, you'd always look for the people that had questionable financial ability. You know, you would try and get them in with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Or get owner financing sometimes. But that's a lot of mortgages. That's lots of deeds, lots of property. But again, back to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, their stock lost 90% of its value last year. So Paulson hired his old Goldman buddies to develop strategies. The conclusion were preordained by that White House, nationalize only as a last resort. Nationalize them. Here's Commodity Futures on the Trading Commission. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Reuben Jeffrey, spent 18 years at Goldman became the chairman of the commission from 2005 to 2007, while derivatives rapidly expanded, setting up the credit meltdown. He was appointed as an undersecretary of state in 2007. And that's right. I remember in 2005 and 2007 and earlier even, a very intelligent man coming on shortwave radio quite frequently, a caller from New York, who was warning people about what he was seeing about this derivatives market, that it was this ticking time bomb laying in the background and no one was talking about it. He was, and the shortwave audience started to pick up on it, but only now we see what a prophet he really was. I wish he would come back on air again and share some of his facts with us, but he went underground. He stopped reporting on it. Maybe he's floated in the Hudson River. I don't know. I hope nothing untoward happened to him. But the Securities and Exchange Commission, former SEC Chairman Christopher Cox is no alumni. But not for lack of trying. Bear Stearns and Lehman complained of traders panic shorting their stocks, but got no help. They failed. But when short sellers turned on Goldman, Cox pushed through an SEC ban. SEC Chairman Christopher Cox, Federal Reserve Bank, Chairman Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, and the next likely Chet Fairman, Larry Summers, are unquestionably tied in with the manipulative games of Wall Street, most notably kowtowing to the Goldman conspiracy. Is there a RICO in here someplace, folks? Is this racketeering? Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, Stephen Friedman, spent about three decades with Goldman, was chairman in the 1990s. He headed G.W. Bush or Jorge Bush National Economics Council before becoming chairman of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, Stephen Friedman, another one of these Goldman Council fellows. AIG, Hank Paulson, installed Goldman Vice Chairman Ed Liddy as AIG CEO to protect his old firm's $20 billion derivatives exposure in AIG. Then Hank and his Fed buddy Bernanke gave AIG another $150 billion to keep AIG out of bankruptcy and to make sure AIG derivatives contracts were paid off, including Goldman's $20 billion. I would say that there was considerable amount of involvement with AIG, that this money was going to shut up and cover up too. Hush money, if you will. Bank of America and Merrill Lynch. More of the players here. Boy, we spent the whole hour on economics. Oh, well, we'll go elsewhere in the second hour. In the second hour, we'll go back to our study of anarchism and visit with the Hochschule für Politik and go to Mesopotamia and other things and try and wrap our minds around this idea of anarch, no leader, no priest, if you will, no synagogue of Satan. My, oh, my. That'll be an interesting hour, I'm sure. Anyway, let's go back and close this article out. The Citigroup, Robert Rubin, spent 26 years at Goldman, a contemporary of Paulson. Rubin rose to co-chairman and left to become Clinton's Treasury Secretary. Robert Rubin. Obama's economic advisor, Larry Summers, succeeded Rubin at the Treasury. From 2007 to January 2009, Rubin was chairman of Citigroup, where he made $126 million. Last fall, Citigroup's stock dropped over 60% in a week. Paulson gave Citigroup another $20 billion TARP on top of $25 billion previously committed to help an old Goldman buddy. Bank of Canada, former Goldman executive Mark Carney. You think this doesn't just, you know, happen right here in this country. Look at the rest of the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement here. Bank of Canada, former Goldman executive Mark Carney has been at the Bank of Canada since leaving Goldman in 2003. Recently, he received a seven-year term as its new governor. Bank of Canada. Bank of Italy. Let's go ahead and bring the fish hat into this one. Mario Draghi is a banker and economist who was a partner of Goldman from 2002 to 2006 when he was appointed to a six-year term as the governor of the Bank of Italy. In state government, New Jersey Governor John Corzine was with Goldman for 24 years until 1998, serving as a CEO and chairman for 5 years before running for U.S. Senate. New Jersey Governor Goldman, 24 years before running for the U.S. Senate. Continuing, President's Chief of Staff, Joshua Bolton, former Goldman Sachs Executive Director in the 1990s, became Director of the Office of Budget and Management, then G.W. Bush's Chief of Staff, Goldman Sachs. Recently, John Winkelried, Goldman's co-COOO, I don't know what that's supposed to be, resigned after 26 years. He made $67.5 million in 2007, just before the great global meltdown. The current CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, also made $68.5 million, earning a total of $210 million during the five-year bull. That's a lot of bull, isn't it? Back in 2007, the average bonus for the average Goldman staffer was a whopping $600,000, 10 times what the average American makes. While America's markets lost trillions and taxpayers were saddled with trillions in debt, what are they? And many more who lurk in the shadows, all guilty of in the Goldman conspiracy. Over the years, they've passed back and forth between Wall Street and Washington. Many more anonymously support these Trojan horses from the sidelines, enjoying big bonuses. Goldman's staff was among the president's biggest donors, but they're bipartisan. They bet on the winners. No matter which political party or which politicians win, Goldman, a master at hedging its bets, always wins. So yes, Goldman is supporting the superpower running America and the world. Who would indict them? Not Obama. Maybe New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. Or should we just give up and let them have it? Even give them freedom medals. A bigger question, do we really have a choice? Well, there you go. Lengthy article. When I came across it this morning, I was thrilled. I like to have an article that is concise, names names, names dates, names the players, and follows a good thread. You know, we've been chanting end the Fed, and, you know, 9/11 truth and all of that. I like to correctly analyze disease on this broadcast on Become Vocal Local. I like to look to where the disease lies. So often we get carried away in symptoms. You know, now we've got the hog squirts. What's next? Folks, I'll tell you what's next. The second hour of Become Vocal Local. Stay with us right where you are. We'll be right back.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Wednesday, April the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. This is the home of cutting-edge talk radio for sure. My name is William Roberts, and I am trying to bring some good news and always bring hard facts, and if we can and where we can, find workable solutions to get us out of this maze that we're in. In the beginning hour of the broadcast, this is the beginning of the second hour, but in the beginning hour of the broadcast, from 9 until 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time, we went through the market reports and several news articles, lengthy news articles, one from MarketWatch in regards to this Goldman Sachs conspiracy. That article being now finished, we're going to go into the rest of our broadcast. We're going to turn to the philosophical radicalism for today. I like philosophical radicalism. The author in the previous article talked about the American Revolution, but he, like so many, thinks of it as being from the time that the shots were fired on the Lexington Bridge until Cornwallis surrendered his sword to George Washington. But really and truly, that is the war for independence. The American Revolution is vastly different from that. The American Revolution can better be understood by life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if we can wrap our minds around those three concepts, then we can see the philosophical radicalism that our founders laid out as the primary mission statement, if you will, for this great republic. And I know a lot of them had their little lambskins and, you know, Osiris's appendix and so on and so forth, but there was a big idea. There was a bigger idea going on there in that pursuit of happiness. You know, if you go back and study, as I have, the writings of Francis Hutcheson and many others, read Locke and then go into Hutcheson and then Adam Smith and then Jeremy Bentham and then James Mill and then finally John Stuart Mill and then keep on bringing it right on up to the day. There's a considerable shift in thought. There's a certain trend of anarchy in all of that. This idea of no ruler or no leader, no archon. And the archons are part of our subject study in anarchism, as it makes up a principal part of the word anarchism. Of course, we looked at isms, and we're going to go there again today if time allows, and go into the Hochschule for Politik and find out some wisdom from some other intelligent people. But before we go into all of that, we're going to go back and visit once again. We started the week out going to Egypt and looking at the rise of the Egyptian dynasties, the pharaohs, all the way up through Amenhotep and Tutankhamun. Amen, amen. Trying to bring a little bit of reason into our understanding of what has become religion. But it has much to do with this idea of anarchs and nomarchs. Of course, we visited with the words of Christ in the red letter edition of the King James Bible. And we see that even he was encouraging his followers to be without mark, these arcs. They would become anarchs. They were not going to follow the arcus. They had something else going on in their lives. They had something else in their minds. At that time, whether that you can verify the stories in the accounts or not, and we're going to show a little bit more of their history today, but whether they are credible accounts or not, they painted a picture, a word picture. And that word picture is an important word picture for us today. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal Local in the second hour of today's April 29 broadcast, coming to you on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. Pick up a couple of quotes right out of Edmund Burke to get this going. Deny them this participation of freedom, and you break the soul bond, which originally made must still preserve the unity of the empire. Of course, he was referring to the British Empire. This is another one. It is the love of the people, it is their attachment to their government from the sense of the deep stake they have in such a glorious institution, which gives you your army and your navy and infuses into both that liberal obedience without which your army would be a base rabble and your navy nothing but rotten timbers. Guy was quite an orator. Here's another one. Magnanimity in politics is not seldom the truest wisdom, and a great empire and little minds go ill together. We've built quite an empire here in the United States of America. It was back to the time of the Civil War, really, the war of Northern aggression, the war between the states, and we can pick up guys like Seward. Higher law, Seward. Of course, Seward's Folly, Alaska. He was also very interested in Hawaii and other places. He was looking at expanding into Asia, the Pacific Rim, if you will. And rightly so. Looking at conquests to the west and the east. He was looking to the south as well, and many others did. Again, back to back to Sir Edmund Burke. Individuals pass like shadows, but the commonwealth is fixed and stable. All these various people we quote and refer to, they pass. But it is the government, if you will, the nation, and we've defined those, the state, all three separate entities, that continues. And so we look to the continuance of our country, because we live here, because we built this country. We look to the continuance of this country. Why shouldn't we? It's like, would you have your house burned down and then do nothing about it, you know? We look to the continuance of our country because our lives and our liberties and our pursuits of happiness depend upon it. And maybe we should learn something from the past and look forward to the future in greater and greater measures of freedom and less despotism, tyranny, and control. But continuing here again, once again from Burke, he says the people are the masters. And he's right in that. And he also said that old religious factions are volcanoes burnt out. Let's go into some of those old religious factions. Very old. We started this week on Egypt. Let's go into Mesopotamia. These twins, these civilizations, this cradle of humanity, if you will. Not really. But good enough, close enough. The more we study about Mesopotamia and Egypt, the more we find out about what really is the origin of civilizations, if you will. The rise of statism, if you will. The idea of nations, tongues, tribes, creeds, etc. This again is out of the a book that I picked up at the flea market. It's called Western Civilizations, written by Edward McNall Burns. Published back in the 1940s first, and this edition that I have in front of me, a university textbook, college textbook, by the way, this edition that I have in front of me right here, if I can get to it quickly enough, and if I can, I'll skip it. This edition, the sixth edition, come on, pages, copyrighted 1963, first edition 1941, chapter 4, The Mesopotamia Civilization. Here's a quote to start it out. If a son strike his father, they shall cut off his fingers. If a man destroy the eye of another, they shall destroy his eye. If one break a man's bone, they shall break his bone. If one destroy the eye of a freeman or break the bone of a freeman, he shall pay one mina of silver. If one destroys the eye of a man's slave or break a bone of a man's slave, he shall pay one half his price. This is out of the Code of Hammurabi, lines 195 through 199. Some of you have heard of the Hammurabi Code. This is the text in this chapter. It begins this way. It says, the other of the most ancient civilizations was that which began in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley, at least as early as 4000 B.C. For convenience, historians refer to this civilization as the Mesopotamian, although the name Mesopotamia is sometimes applied only to the northern portion of the land between the two rivers. The Mesopotamia civilization was distinctly unlike the Egyptian. Its political history was marked by sharper interruptions. Its racial composition was less homogeneous, and its social and economic structure gave wider scope to individual initiatives. We're going to track this Mesopotamia civilization through its final demise in the hands of Cyrus, the Persian. Let's continue. He says here, where the native of Egypt believed, I'm going to go back, the difference in ideals and in religious and social attitudes were perhaps more fundamental. So the difference, we've already gone into Egypt a little bit, and if you missed those broadcasts, go back and catch the archives, 128K streaming audio. Get in there and sign up to become a member and enjoy the high-quality audio here available on this network. But the difference here in ideals and in religious and social attitudes were perhaps the more fundamental or the greatest differences here. The Egyptian culture was predominantly ethical. the Mesopotamian legalistic. You see, there's a difference in this. They both wear black robes, but they're coming from a different standpoint. Ethics versus legalism. The Egyptian outlook upon life, except during the Middle Kingdom, was generally one of a cheerful resignation, comparatively free from the cruder superstitions. By contrast, the Mesopotamian view was gloomy, pessimistic, and enthralled by morbid fears. Why do I bring all this out to you? We're talking about anarchism. What are we bringing all this out for? I bring it out because we have to understand what this pursuit of happiness is all about. Life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. So much depends upon the national belief or faith of the people. So much. And it translates into every aspect. It permeates into every corner. It goes into every darkest region and brightest light of day. And when a people become confused, misunderstand history, are led off by every wind of doctrine, then we get what we have today, being led around by Hollyweird and Goldman Sachs and others, playing on our fears, playing on our ignorance, and confusing the people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal Local. And before we proceed along further into this Mesopotamian civilization, let's go to Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, how are you doing this morning, buddy?
Very well, thank you, Will. Just hanging out with the kids. I really like the anarchism topic you've been talking about lately. It's extremely interesting. And what you said earlier about the Egyptians being very, what did you say, more ethical?
Ethical, predominantly ethical.
Legalistic.
Yeah, ethical versus the Mesopotamians legalistic.
Yeah, but in both of these is a very important topic and also a great turning point, I think, in our modern civilization. When you talk about, you know, eye for an eye and things of that nature, those are really ideals of restraint rather than ideals of punishment. You know, before that, you know, if somebody wronged you, you know, they'd just go turn around and take your life. They would just kill you for the smallest thing. You know, there's no ethical problem there. And after ideas like this, it was methods of restraint to where, you know, punishment was more fair and fitting to the crime. And I also see the ideals of the Zoroasters coming into play here. They were really the first ones that held their leaders accountable. You know, prior to the ideals of Zoroaster, they were the leaders were always these great pharaohs and messengers of God and things like that. But the Zoroastrians kind of turned away from that, and they would hold their leaders accountable. And, you know, if they weren't serving the people, they would storm the gates and take the leader out. And that's, kind of was also the turning point for the Iranians when, Zoroastrianism, came in their culture. Prior to that, they would just blindly follow whoever their leader was. But the Zoroaster ideals, they started to hold them accountable. And I think they're both very important in terms of understanding anarchism. Because they're all about restraint and control of your leaders.
Well, I think let me jump in there. As we go through this process, and we do have another caller coming in too, but if the other caller would just hold on for a moment. But as we go through this process, what I'm trying to do is go back to the just general, I mean, without going into all the, you know, esoteric terms, tomes, the old books, you know, I'm dragging that out. Just coming to a college textbook, because this particular author has laid it out simply. All of the points could be debated, obviously. But by looking at the way that we started to come from this Neolithic period and through into the recorded time, where we started writing our record down, and we've been able to come up with ways of deciphering what was written, we can start to see how the mind of man started to develop in this area. And we'll find in this study of anarchism all of the roots of all of the religion that comes along, plus the beginning of law, plus the beginning of commerce, and it all works together to shape what the kind of a place that we're in right now, which is so totally legalistic, you know, that we are actually, in my opinion, under the reign of law as opposed to the rule of law. But as we can see these things, these patterns developing, and as these thoughts come together, we can see that it's all a little bit old, a little bit new, a little bit borrowed, a little bit blue, as they use that phrase. And all of this comes up to the time where we come into a period of organized religions, and then into the Reformation, which breaks it all up and scatters it again. And then now we're in this time period right now where we're being asked to make certain decisions, but most of the people are drifting basically on a big sheet of glass, if you will, being pushed around by the wind, and no one globally has any direction. And I think this is an intentional thing. And so it's a time for us to look, but it's also, and I hope that we'll be able to bring that out by going through these various civilizations, it's a time where we can take stock and reconnoiter. We haven't been given the full truth by the churches, and I hold them accountable for that. The idea of the anarch getting rid of those pharaohs, getting rid of those kings, coming under a better understanding, the creator of the universe. Now, we know the stars didn't create the universe and that the stars aren't gods and all of these various and sundry things, you know. But if we can come to an understanding of who we are and whose we are, then I think we'd be in a better position to move forward in this century. Any other thoughts, Eric?
I just thought it was interesting that you said, you talk about the progression of how mainstream religions have progressed throughout the years. You know, first they were monolithic, then they were split up. I think where we're at now, I think there's an agenda to actually kind of destroy the mainstream religions and give them a bad name in people's eyes. We have things like Jesus Camp, and you know, I think the Catholic priests and with the little boys, I think that was all done on purpose to try and have us shy away from mainstream religion. So
exactly.
I'm out of that. That's everything. I love the show, man. I'm going to stay right here on the stream.
All right. Sounds cool. Let's go to our next caller. Thanks so much for calling, Eric. Let's bring up our next one right here. Jim, JJ, come on out.
Well, how you doing there?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Nice to have you in the chat room every morning.
Do you? Good. I try to be nice. I jib you a little, but I try to be nice.
That's cool.
You know, I've recognized the theme of the week for you, right down to, you know, as soon as you were talking about, right out of that textbook about sort of defining the word anarchy, beginning all the way back with the decentralized rule, you know, where the gnome states broke away from the centralized power, right up until today, a person who's not really into what we are probably gets the gist of that you're talking about, you know, rule and not being governed with an iron fist. But I think an intelligent person who does is starting to get the feeling that that what you're actually talking about is, you know, right now is like practicing a sort of personal anarchy. And I do all the time. You know what I'm saying? Even though society isn't right at that point yet, I believe each one of us, especially the guys in the chat room, practice personal anarchy whenever we can, and stay within, you know, the confines of, you know, of convenience, being able to operate in commerce in the country we live.
I'm following you, but I was typing in your caller ID info so that we have you next time. I'm sorry. I'm new at this, and so I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do. But go ahead. I'm with you so far. I think we all do, are looking right now at this idea, this personal anarchy. I think that we we're actually being forced into a box canyon, I think, Jim, and we're trying to, wrap our minds around what we need to do. Not to make another mistake. We've made so many mistakes in the past. If all of the old traditions and if all of the old patterns have been dashed on the ground, and new patterns are being presented to us, if we can understand how these patterns have been used by the controllers all of the last 6,000 years to keep leading us back into these box canyons, maybe, just maybe, while we're in this transition stage, maybe we can actually think of something more intelligent and bring that forward as a goal. But, yeah, I think right now everybody's looking at leadership. One of the things that I'm trying to do in this study of anarchism, Jim, is to let people understand that there's a difference between the Goldman's, article that I just read in the first hour. There's a difference between these, controllers, the people who are the wire pullers in the background, as opposed to systems of government. I don't think government is evil inherently. I think government works really well when it works for us and is run by us. It's when we, through our apathy or through our ignorance or through our education or through the media, that we quit working with it, that this whole system goes upside down. Hey, stay right there, if you will, please. We'll be back on the other side of this break, folks, here on Become Vocal and Local.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
They say that
you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we've returned once again here on Become Vocal Local, and we're talking with Jim, one of our frequent chatters. I'd love to see his comments in the chat room every morning. And folks, if you want to jump in on this conversation, you can call in. That's 866-841-1065. And if you're not in the Oracle.com chat room, certainly you can jump in there and pick a name and be part of the program. So let's go back to Jim. Calling in, continue along the thread that we were interrupted when we hit the break.
Yeah, well, you know, a popular misconception is that when people think of anarchy, they think of no rules and, you know, fire in the streets and exactly what's going to be coming is not what people are predicting is going to be happening here with riots and that's not anarchy. That's not what actual anarchy is. That's a totally different thing than what people are, you know.
Right. This is most of what my talks have been about, because what I'm trying to do is I'm showing common understandings, and it includes, and that's where I wanted to go. If we have time later in the broadcast, we'll go into this article from the encyclopedia and look into anarchism more, because there's been a major morph. You know, our words change over time, but then I also went back to the very roots of these words by tracking out the phylogistic roots of these words, and we can come all the way back down right into this time period: Egypt, Mesopotamia, the rise of Cyrus, the Hebrews, all of the various religions that have come out of that as they all moved off to the West and Europe became, you know, part of that system, and now the Americas and so on. So we can see how all of this stuff is being really brought on by from the top to the bottom. This isn't a bottom-up type of thing. Law and religion are controlling, very much so. They can be exceedingly divisive. They are used for ill purposes. But at the same time, what I'm going to try and show or demonstrate here is that it also has a huge impact on the people. And so if the people can be controlled and their outcomes can be guided by these various priests for certain purposes, then we need to be aware of that. I think, it's like I said, now is the time where we can actually start to look forward and plan a better future than what, you know, the past has shown us. So we study the past, and then we visualize the future, and we move into the future, always finding ourselves in the present. But go ahead.
Well, you know, again, if you're going, if a person were going to try to pin something like, a state seceding from the federal government as anarchy, I'm not interested in that either, because I'm not any more interested in being ruled and governed by New York state government than I am the federal government. They're both just as corrupt and dipped, you know. I'm not interested in either one of those. You know, in my view, I'm sorry. I'm not really interested in the pill they're pushing. I mean,
I understand, but
me to be,
but where I need to this to go is then, if not this, then what? You see what I'm saying? If not this, then what?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be government whether we like it or not. There will be government whether we participate in it or we do not. So how the government is going to be shaped, how man lives in society in the future is going to be shaped, could be up to us, just like it was at the time of the founders, you know, when they went into that convention and locked themselves in. They could have came out as kings and queens, but they didn't. They could have come out as dictators, but they truly didn't. They could have done that. They didn't. And so at this particular juncture in time, we could allow ourselves to go into this global super state, or we could say no to that and offer a better option. But right now, the only option that's being presented to the people is either go to war against the globalists or accept the global tyranny. And I don't like those two options.
I don't either. I promote a third option. I mean, to me, when I think of continuity of government, I'm putting together, I mean, it's just so hard to make it so people can understand. I'm trying to put together something called a continuity of community and present it up at my town hall. But, geez, these guys around here, they're so brainwashed, it's hard to, you know what I mean?
What we're dealing with, Jing, is we're...
I would love to just have every local community circle the wagons, you know, just...
Well, we're starting to see we're starting to see some of that, and all around the United States, as more and more people do become vocal local, and as we have more of the micros out there, more people are becoming aware of this problem, and it's globally. I mean, we saw it in Iceland, we've seen it all around the world. We're all coming to this point where we're starting to realize or starting to sense that there's an opportunity for a change here, just as dramatic as the one that happened in 1517 when Martin Luther and those guys, started the Reformation, and they split up. Up until that time, as far as from a Christian standpoint is concerned, there was only the one church. You were either with the Holy Father and the Holy See, or you weren't. And so there was a division that happened there 500 years ago. Now we're at a time 500 years from that point where we may be seeing another one of these major shifts happen. And so I would rather be at the table as part of the dialogue than to just be standing alongside as a bystander waiting to see what happens. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I do. Indeed, and I agree. And there's no easy solution anyways. I mean, this is a plan, rich and wealthy people have been, conspired to stay rich and wealthy for. You obviously know that it goes back, the priest class goes all the way back to what you're talking about now, Hammurabi, to, back to the cradle of civilization.
Yeah, let me just continue, and I'll pick it up right at that point, And let's figure out a little bit more of this Mesopotamia thing and try and get that done for today. We'll talk a little bit more about anarchism if we have to in the rest of the broadcast. But one thing I'll say, Jim, is one of the differences between my broadcast and many others, and it's pretty well documented by all the hours I've been on the radio, is that I'm not at all averse to taking an entire week on a subject if necessary. Because, you know, I think that we deserve something more than a 30-second soundbite. And what we get from the PBS and the other places and even from our colleges is the same drivel. And so if it takes and I'm really glad both of our callers have called in, Eric and Jim, because I hope I'm bringing a challenging topic to the table and something that will stimulate our minds, because we need to answer some of these questions. We need to know where we came from and, you know, as I say, who we are and whose we are, and just keep right on going. The rich will always be with us. The poor will always be with us. How do we deal with that in the future? These are things that we are on the threshold of discovering. So, again, I thank you for your call. Keep listening, and don't hesitate to call in the future.
Okay, absolutely. Vocal. Vocal broadcasting. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jim. All right, let's go back into this now and pick it up. There's only about 20 minutes left in today's broadcast, and I always come with 3 or 4 days' worth of material every time I do come on and turn on the microphone. So let's go back into it again. We were just going into the very bare bones beginnings of an understanding of the differences between Egypt and Babylon, or Egypt and the Mesopotamian civilization. And again, I'm using a college textbook. There's always room for improvement in college textbooks, but I am using this particular one because of the date of publication. It started being published in the 1940s, ran up until the 1960s, and the 60s edition is what I have. I know that there was a major shift going down as through UNESCO and from the early 1900s to alter our history. Historical revisionism was in full bloom. So we have to be very careful when we use this material, but again, I'm using it because it provides a good snapshot, a very well written statement, and more importantly, it's exceedingly well referenced. And the bibliographies at the end of each of these various little chapters is huge, and it could provide a wonderful study for those that want to go into it deeper. And because he does list his sources, I've got a lot of those books in my library. I know which of those books I trust and which I don't. So I like his sources so far, and I've read quite a bit of this 1,083-page book already. But let's go into it. He says, again, the differences in the ideals and in religious and social attitudes were perhaps more fundamental. The Egyptian culture was predominantly ethical, the Mesopotamian legalistic. The Egyptian outlook upon life, except during the Middle Kingdom, was generally one of cheerful resignation, comparatively free from the cruder superstitions, and by contrast, the Mesopotamian view was gloomy, pessimistic, and enthralled by morbid fears. So you can see how the belief systems that are inculcated by the rulers, who are typically priests, rulers, priest kings, we can see how their faith systems alter the people that they rule. And it's predictable, and it's a pattern that repeats. We'll pick it up on the other side of this commercial break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we're back again here for the last segment of today's broadcast. We're certainly not going to be able to finish our inquiry into this Mesopotamian civilization in this segment, so we'll just go a little bit further in that. But I will say that I consider myself to be a political realist. I'm not one that's easily cast away with all these various and sundry winds of doctrine, if you will. I realize that we have a great need to find some sense in this maze that we find ourselves in. I haven't thrown in the towel. I don't believe that the globalism or the globalist New World Order is fait accompli. What I see are some intellectually decrepit people who are on the ropes. And as they continue to exert their force and come out, you know, the old Fabian socialist thing was to advance like the cunctator, the tortoise. You advance creeping in penetration and permeation for a long time. And then when you're within grasp, then you race across the finish line like a hare. And I think they've sprung early. I think part of the reason why they had to spring early is because we got onto them. There were a lot of people like myself who never were exposed to television and other various and sundry forms of propaganda. I would consider myself largely self-learned, you know. I have had some college, but I was really morbidly depressed with college. It was just like I was wasting my time and I was wasting my money. And it was clear to me that the instructors had no interest in what they were teaching and they had no interest in seeing me learn what they were professing to profess. And so I just said the heck with it, the end of it, got away from it and advanced myself through the career path. And so anyhow, long story in short, instead of going to these phony halls of state education or basically the dumbing down factories, as I think that that they actually are, instead of going that route, and Charlotte Isby in her Deliberate Dumbing Down of America can lay that out for you in hundreds and hundreds of pages, but instead of going that route, I chose to read and study and take advantage of the various books and booksellers and libraries wherever I'm at. And of the last, about 1994, 92, I started getting antsy for it. And in 94, I basically went on sabbatical, from which I've never come back out of. I'm still in that process. I would much rather live the life of poverty and study and read and fill my mind than to fill my pockets with FRNs. the funny money system. So anyway, we look at these various and sundries, and right now, more than at any time in my life, and I was on the streets during the Vietnam era, but at this time, more than at any other time in my life, I think we are at, as like the globalists say, a defining moment in our history. We're on the cusp of an era so great that if we make this mistake, there may be hundreds, if not thousands, of years before we could ever redeem ourselves from it. No possible way am I going to sit still and do nothing and be quiet as we go into this global superstate from which there can be no escape. I would much rather have little countries bickering and badgering each other and squabbling over their property and their borders and their people and their economies forever than to go into some one of these great central planning systems. Especially when you can see the product of these central planners, heartless, demonic, beast system. They could care less about the casualty, the collateral damage. They have a proven track record of destroying us economically every 10 years, in every generation, bringing us back to the level of serfs on a global plantation. The founders had a better plan for this country, whether you agree with it or not. I certainly have spent plenty of time with my nose in their writings. Anyway, back to this book for the last few minutes here. This Mesopotamian civilization, all we'll be able to do is just get a little glimpse here. But what I'm drawing out and what this author is drawing out, and this is why I'm using this text for this particular broadcast, is that there is a relationship between the mental outlook of the founders or the rulers and the people. And that they can make incredibly different civilizations in exactly the same time period, only separated by scant miles. Look at the distance between where the Nile River is and the Egyptians and where the Tigris and the Euphrates are and that civilization, rising almost at the same time, although Egypt was earlier just by a bit. Actually, they were happening at about the same time, but the civilization, that's a word. And that civilization arose in Egypt first, and then civilizations followed along the Tigris and the Euphrates, and they were different. Geographically, we could get into the geographical aspect of historical research. From a geographic standpoint, there are reasons why Egypt would prosper more than they did in Mesopotamia along the Tigris and the Euphrates. Egypt is a valley. It has steep walls on either side, easily defensible. But it's a common thing. The river became the whole thing. It became their god. And everything that happened in nature that had the impact on the river had an impact on the people. Their whole lifestyle was based on the Nile River. Egypt was different in that regard than Mesopotamia. But again, back here again, the Egyptian culture was predominantly ethical. The Mesopotamian legalistic, the Egyptian outlook upon life, except during the Middle Kingdom, was generally one of cheerful resignation. They just resigned themselves to the floods and the inundations and the cycles and so on, and went about their lives. Whereas these Mesopotamians, their view was gloomy, pessimistic, and enthralled by morbid fears. Where the native of Egypt believed in immortality and dedicated a large part of his energy to preparation for the life to come, his Mesopotamian contemporary lived in the present and regarded his fate beyond the grave with indifference. That's important. That's huge. If we can understand rightly legal positivism, logical positivism, and the system of positivism, where everything is relative and that is the only absolute, and there has been much impact on that of that philosophy on Western civilization, when there's no longer a thought of something in the future, something to look forward to, whether it's, you know, as chimerical as, you know, the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, regardless, it's how you go through your daily life. It has an impact on your day-to-day existence. On the one hand, you know, generally cheerful, and on the other, gloomy and pessimistic. But some of these gloomy pessimists are those that are involved with Goldman Sachs. They're not looking. They regard their fate beyond the grave with indifference. They're just looking at what's in it for me. How much can I pillage today? Let's go further. Finally, the civilization of the Nile Valley embodied concepts of monotheism, a religion of love, and social equalitarianism. Of course, you have to study equalitarianism because now we've got an ism and a belief system. That of the Tigris-Euphrates was more selfish and cynical. Its religion seldom evolved beyond the stage of primitive polytheism, and its ideal of justice was largely confined to literal observance of the terms of a contract. And this is borne out by all of the clay tablets, all the cuneiform tablets that have been unearthed. It's not like we're walking in mystery here or having to make things up. The archaeological record speaks for itself, and it proves this in spades. Then they go into the political history, and we won't have time for that. We'll pick that up tomorrow. I'd also like to go into this particular encyclopedia, the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, a prize in my library, because this has a very great background as well and other interesting reference material. So I just present the information the way the authors do, and I interject where I can and when I can, how I'm reading this stuff and what I'm seeing in it. And hopefully it'll be useful for you, but this is not going to be my revolution. I'm not here to design a new system for you. I'll just present the information. All of us are going to have to be involved in these decision-making processes. I think that one of the places that we can be most successful is working close in, tight right where we live. As JJ mentioned, you know, this is something that we can do right in our own communities, in our towns and in our cities and in our counties and in our states. And absolutely, every level of government that we have today has been poisoned. And largely, the facilitator of that poisoning, that wholesale slaughter, that division, I point right at the established two-party political system. Such as it began badly, it can't help but to end badly, and it began in this dispute between Alexander Levine Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson, for goodness sakes, between industry and agriculture. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Until then, have a great day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.